T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, and John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. Sport Clips, cut the weight. Download the new Sport Clips haircut app and check in. By Brother Supply, New York's number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Greenwich Hospital, the man, the myth, the legend, our good buddy, John Heyman. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're good, man. We're good.
Well, yeah.
Steve Cohen, God bless this guy. Oh, my God. Can't he just start running the team now? I mean, why do we got to wait 5 years for the Wupons to still be around? Can I ask that?
Well, I mean, this fellow Steve Cohen is there now. I mean, he might have some influence. You never know. I haven't heard they've switched and started on Rendon and Cole yet. But,
they couldn't even keep Zach Wheeler in. He came back, Stan. He wanted to come back to the Mets.
Yeah. You know, you guys were right on Zach Wheeler that he was going to get $100 million. I don't think he's worth $100 million. I think his agent did a fantastic job. I mean, look at his record, his career ERA plus is 100, which puts him as an average pitcher, despite his incredible talent. I wouldn't pay him $118 million, would you? I mean, even if I had $13 billion, I wouldn't give him $118 million. So I don't blame him for that one. But their starting pitching is very good. They do need depth. They need a center fielder, obviously. They need to upgrade the offense. They need to upgrade catching. They got a lot of work to do, no question. But I would not have given him $118 million.
Let's cut to the chase. When does Steve Cohen's beautiful money get
infused? When does he start? Is it next year? Is it next off season?
He's got some influence now.
It is
Fred Wilpon is the control person for 5 years, so it is technically his call on everything.
But it's not his money.
But if Steve Cohen wants to spend his money, even though Wilpon's still running it, why wouldn't Wilpon allow that?
To be all in on that.
It's up to Wilpon. You'll have to ask him. He's the control person.
Well, he's not talking to
us. Let's figure out why this happened. I was told, Mike had said it many times, I had heard it too, they are never, ever selling this team. This is going to be in the Wilpons, Cats family forever and ever and ever. When Tiki Barber came out the other day and said, I heard some rumblings about it. I have no quarrel with Tiki. I'm sure Tiki heard it from somewhere. But my first assumption is no way. There's no way the Wilpons are selling. What changed? What happened, John?
I mean, that's an excellent question. I assume, we'll have to make assumptions that something to do with the succession plan and Saul Katz's kids, whether they want to continue with it. Jeff has a son who is a terrific young man, a Wharton graduate, Bradley, who actually pitched there briefly. They all got together and decided they'd rather... take cash in, it's hard to blame them. What was the evaluation of the team when they broke with the Doubledays was $400 million right now, so they're up to $2.6 billion. So they've gone up by six times. It's hard to blame them for that, and maybe they wanted the applause that they're hearing now.
I mean, the applause? They get an applause because no one wants them to own the team.
Well, yeah, that's the reason, but yeah, it is applause.
You see, that's applause. I mean, it's a weird kind of applause if you're rationalizing, if you're the Wilpons. Well, look, we're loved. You're loved because you're leaving.
Found, let me move, tell you right now. Can I tell you right now?
It's a move they've made that's roundly applauded.
Look, the Wilpons today have to be looking in the mirror, and it really has to come home now how much the fan base can't stand them. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, these guys have to understand, have to realize it. Look at the paper. I mean, it's unbelievable. The front pages of the papers in New York are all about the Mets selling. The Daily News said, what does it say?
The Mutts sell the Mets.
Yeah, right. The Mutts sell the Mets.
And not
there
only,
you go.
And not only that, Joe, you don't see this on Twitter. Met fans, myself included, we're celebrating.
Of course.
This is like a parade down the Canyon of Heroes.
The Wilpons are finding out today, if they didn't know already, how much the fan base can't stand them. Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Would you be happier if they had signed Rendon or got
Stevie Cohen? I want him out. They were never signing Rendon.
Well,
they
were never signed.
They wouldn't even sign Zach Wheeler. He came back. He said, I want to stay here.
I wouldn't sign
Zach Wheeler.
You know
what they offered him? Zero.
Either.
They offered him, but they offered him zero. Give me a break.
Well, what are you going to offer compared to 118? Hey, if you don't want to pay 118,
no, stop
I wouldn't pay
you know
Zach
what?
Wheeler.
Look, the bottom line is stop defending the Wilpons, all right? Steve
I'm
Cohen,
not defending
God,
the
yes,
Wilpons.
You are. God,
I'm telling you,
you're
what
trying
I think
to get me
Wheeler.
Like the Wilpons are being applauded. Of course, because they
right,
want the
I'm
hell
not
out. Get them
I'm
out.
I'm not defending the Wilpons. I'm telling you what I think of Zach Wheeler.
Fine.
He's I go on production.
Well, maybe,
not on
you know what? Maybe in the future with Steve Cohen, maybe when we have big players that are coming up for free agency, they might actually stay with the team now. How about that?
I'd go out and look at players. That would be what I would do. I wouldn't
I'm just saying.
Zach
I mean,
Wheeler.
There may be guys down the road that we want to keep here. When look, Pete Alonso, if he's, the, you know, turns out to be this great start he was last year, I
right.
want to keep him on
you
the
know,
team.
John, that's you know how big. Joe and I would applaud not making Zach Wheeler an offer? You know how we'd applaud it? If tomorrow they swooped in and signed Gerrit Cole,
yeah.
then
okay,
I think
yeah,
we'd
yeah.
be good with
yeah.
it.
Or even Steven Strasburg. I'd
oh,
be
yeah.
okay.
Or even Madison Bumgarner.
Even him.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Then I
How
think,
about that?
Yeah, then we'd have a different view on it.
We'll see. Maybe we'll put Lugo in a rotation. Maybe we'll put Gazelleman in rotation. Maybe we'll make a trade for some guy that you know, hasn't pitched in 4 years because he had 5 Tommy John surgeries. We get him on the cheap. You know, maybe not.
Kevin Gausman.
You know what I mean? Right, Kevin, there you go.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They Lugo in the rotation, not a good idea. Right now, I think their fifth starter is Lockett. I'm not sure.
Exactly,
not
John.
Good.
They don't
right.
have starting
Thank
pitching
you.
Depth.
Right.
Thank you.
And I'm with you on that. That's why I asked, would you prefer the Stevie Cohen news or
Steve Cohen? The Steve Cohen news.
Because
it's not even debatable.
John, the
not
Steve
close.
Cohen news could
Cohen
impact
the, future.
The franchise for
right.
the next 50 years.
Right.
It is 5 years now. We don't – the next – you know, I have checked in with the Mets, and they've told me it's business as usual. So
well, we know that. They're not
yeah,
spending
well,
money.
They're not spending a dime.
Of course. Why do you
well,
think –
Well, you take whatever – however that means, business as usual.
Business as usual means don't – we're not signing anybody that wants anything close to money.
Well, it means they haven't gotten the Cohen money
right.
yet. That's what
I took it as they're looking at center field. They're looking at backup catcher. They're mm-hmm. looking at depth and – but, yes, no, they're not signing Gerrit
Of course
Cole,
not.
But,
John, you've seen ownership changes before. Some have worked out for these teams. Some have not. Is this normal? Is a 5-year transition a normal period of time?
No, it's not usual, no. I mean,
what
the
is
usual
usually?
Thing is someone
They're
buys
out.
The team
They're
and
out.
They take over.
Right,
but
right.
this is all part of the negotiation, and obviously the Wilpons are interested in running the team for the next 5 years.
Why? What's the benefit?
But why? Especially when they know the fan base can't stand them. Why?
Well, they got 5 years to make good. They got to make
good.
Make good
at what?
Spending Cohen's money.
What are you gonna, right. Well, that's it. That's
well,
what
yes,
they'll do.
That's true.
Which
that
is good
true.
If they're going to do that.
Them. Well,
Stevie Cohen is part of the operation at this point. So perhaps the purse strings will loosen a bit. Now, oh. You know, obviously he's oh. not the control person. It's Fred's the guy making the call, technically at least. So I wouldn't give up on the fact they might spend more over the next 5 years.
I would.
They certainly might.
Is that number
well, let's
gonna,
hope so.
Is that
Mookie
five,
Betts next year.
Yeah. Is that 5-year number going to go down? Like, could you see it maybe? Because they're still negotiating this deal. I'm sure Steve Cohen wants to run it. He's a Met fan,
I don't
which
think
I love.
So, no. Once they've announced.
What does that
they
mean?
Haven't announced anything. They're still negotiating
you know,
a deal.
What does that mean? Once okay, they announce
it? I've been told it's 5 years and.
Five.
Did they not announce that
they announced 5 years?
But
yes,
they
did. They
what,
did
is it written
it.
In stone?
No, they're negotiating. They haven't even made a
oh,
deal
they
yet.
Oh, there's no official. It's not official.
No, they said they're negotiating. Right. So.
Evan says it's not official.
I no, believe. Did you okay. hear it was official?
I don't know anything.
All no, I'm asking John.
I was too busy getting excited.
Me too.
But they specifically said that they're in charge for 5 more years. In the announcement where yeah. they said they're working on the
Al
deal.
Al Haig also said he was in charge at one time.
How'd that go?
You know, I'm just saying. I mean, I know you remember that.
I know you guys are
there.
Excited. I don't
should
want to
not be
cold water on it.
John, but, John, should
you're
we
very
not,
good at that.
Should
though.
We not be excited?
You know, we love it. You're very good at putting cold water on things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
You get it. You've talked to us. You've talked to Met fans. Should we? The Mets just let Zach Wheeler go without making an offer. They're not signing Gerrit Cole. They're not signing Madison Bumgarner. They're not trading for Mookie Betts and signing him. You know that. I know that. So should we not be excited that they may change ownership?
No, I anticipated that you guys would be having a party.
And tell me,
but not forget us. Tell us the Met fan outside of our buddy Mitch Amster that is not totally excited about them selling his team. Who is
yeah,
that?
I don't know. I haven't polled Mets fans, but
you don't have to.
Stevie Cohen has $13 billion.
$13.6
billion.
13 points. That's an estimate, though.
Well, so just,
my
well,
13 is also an estimate.
Whatever.
You know, Forbes estimated the Dodgers.
The guy spent $2 billion on some you know, dead shark in formaldehyde.
All right.
I mean,
well,
come
Forbes
on.
Estimates aren't always exactly accurate. Then they estimated the Dodgers were worth $1 billion, and then they sold for $2 billion. You know, they're not exactly 100%. So we don't know. They don't reveal, you know, they take the words of people,
okay,
you know, when they guess
it
the
doesn't
Trump's
matter.
Value,
$9 billion, $10 billion. What's
the
difference?
Can I ask you a question, John?
It's got a lot of money.
I'm bothered by something, John. I love you. You seem like depressed that the Wilpons are selling a team.
No, I do have a little bit of a cold today.
He's got a cold.
Is that what?
I've got a bit of a cold. No, I'm not. I'm a reporter. I'm neutral.
Of course,
it's all good. I anticipated your enthusiasm. I figured there'd be party hats there. And,
well, it's funny that you have a cold because I came very close last night to ripping my clothes off and running down the street out of excitement when I heard this.
Hold on.
Luckily, I did not do that.
Don't do that because somebody will be offended.
What's the
weather like there? Hold on.
I mean,
I'm doing the bell. This is for you, John. There you go.
Okay.
It's a little cool for that, Evan. I don't know.
I understand that. And I should save that for an actual championship. But here's concern. This guy, and I'm aware of this. We are not hiding from this. This guy got in trouble for, what was it, wire fraud, insider
fraud.
Training.
It cost him like $1.6 billion, which I guess is a drop in a bucket.
Cost him $1 billion. Is there any concern? I hope not, because he's already in as an investor of this franchise. But is there any concern that he would not be approved by his fellow owners?
Yeah, I don't think so. If they got to the point of making the statement, I think MLB is well aware of what's going on. So I think I don't think so. You know, I mean, everybody's got little peccadillos in their past, and I thought it was 1.3 billion fine.
Well, whatever.
And I looked on Wikipedia and it said 1.8 billion. What's 500 million between friends? I don't know. He did get in some trouble. In fact, a father at my school, my daughter's school here, is spending 9 years in prison. He worked for SAC Capital, which was Stevie Cohn's former company. Name is Matthew Martoma. He got a 9-year prison term for it. But Stevie Cohn did escape prison. He did not. He just paid a fine. So, you know, obviously there was something wrong, but not enough to send him to prison, and probably not enough for baseball to keep him out. You know, he is the 20% owner, or has been a 20% owner of the team already. So I don't think there's any problem there. So there you go. There's a little bit of good news.
Oh,
I think he's going to be approved.
Yeah, because after all this excitement, John, I can't have this not happen. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just too excited to not have it happen.
They wouldn't get to the point of making the announcement if it wasn't going to happen. I mean, you know, 1%,
something we're very
can happen,
excited.
Who knows? But it's basically
John,
gonna...
we're already thinking about Arenado. We're thinking about Mookie Betts. We're thinking about all of these. I shouldn't have done it, John, but I was even taunting Ernie about Aaron Judge coming to the
Mets. Yeah, don't do that.
I shouldn't do that.
I think with the $13.6 billion or whatever it is, it's all possible, but I would think more with a 5-year timeline. You know, I'm not sure. You sound like you're thinking about next winter, right?
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah.
Why
not? I'm thinking next week.
Why not?
I'm thinking Colin's up with the Mets.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, there's no way.
No, I know.
Is there another Cole out there that's not named Garrett?
Cole Hamels.
That's right. He's signed with the Braves.
Taylor Cole. Remember him?
Yeah, the Braves. Yeah, this has been this is a great timing for you two because the Phillies and the Braves have really improved.
Why not? They actually are spending money. You know, God forbid the Mets do.
But that's why Joe and I are excited and Mets fans are excited because we have seen this song and dance before where the Mets don't do enough. Teams in the division do. This is going to be a very tough division. We'll see if the Phillies get better. They're certainly trying. The Braves are legitimately good. The Nationals, I don't know if you heard, won the freaking World Series last year. And so I think that is why we want an owner that's willing to spend millions upon millions upon millions of dollars because look at the competition. Look what the other
teams
are doing.
Yep, and Philly, I understand, was looking at Strasburg. Not that they're likely to get him. He'll probably go back to Washington either way. He's probably going to stay in the division. I know he met with the Yankees yesterday, and he's talked to the Dodgers as well, so you never know what can happen in free agency. But, yes, the division has improved. Obviously, the Braves are doing good stuff, and they have a great nucleus, and the Phillies have money. Obviously, they've got the type of owner that you guys wanted, Middleton. He doesn't have $13 billion, but... he's very aggressive, and he's still going to keep doing stuff. And, division is much improved. You know,
not to mention Girardi in Philadelphia. Let's not forget that.
Girardi, good manager. I agree.
Yes. What is, and I said this to Joe yesterday, and maybe I was always being naive about the Yankees, because Joe has been, hey, they're the Yankees. If they want Garrett Cole, they're going to go out. They'll probably end up with either him or Strasburg. I never really thought that, but maybe it's the idea that they flew out to California. Cashman seems to be putting that press on like he did with CC Sabathia a decade ago. Do you kind of share that confidence that this is the old Yankees and they have their eye on Garrett Cole, and at the end of the day, they're going to get their man?
That's clearly their attitude, that they intend to get him, and money's not going to stand in the way. If he decides he wants to be in California, and my understanding is at the meeting a couple days ago, he told them that he has no West Coast bias. I know everyone's going to say, well, of course that's what he's going to say, but you never know what someone could say at one of these meetings. He might say, I slightly prefer California, but maybe I consider New York. But he said he has no West Coast bias, so... They feel like he's the guy that they really want, and Strasburg is a fallback. It's a pretty good fallback if they want. But I think they're concerned, or have been concerned, that Cole prefers L.A. and that Strasburg prefers Washington and may not get either one. But, yes, they are going to make an attempt. Now, they did that with Cliff Lee and didn't work out. They did it with Sabathia. It did work out. So
Greg Maddux, you know, way back when as well.
Yep.
Right. He did not want to go to New York. His wife thought Atlanta reminded her of Chicago for whatever reason, and that was it.
What about Atlanta?
I don't see how that works.
I don't know.
What do I know?
I don't know. She didn't want to go to New York. It happens. I mean, we all love New York, but, you know, some people don't love it.
The best part.
Yes.
I've been to Atlanta.
Sounds like the mayor.
That's accurate. The best part of Atlanta is the Jimmy Carter Presidential Museum. And with all due respect to the former president who's battling his health issues, if that's the best thing in Atlanta, that's a problem. So I don't know what the
heck
people do
down there.
They got
the Martin Luther King. They got the.
They have a museum. Yeah. I must have missed that.
Yeah.
They have an MLK museum
Martha
down there.
Mitchell.
Probably. How the heck did I miss that?
They got the win. They got the Coke. They got.
The Coke's boring. I saw the Coke. What the Pepsi thing? There's like a Pepsi or Coke museum or something.
Coke.
It's Coca-Cola. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Yeah. Don't mix them up.
The Carter Museum was actually pretty good.
Don't go to Atlanta and order Pepsi.
I can't drink that stuff anymore, but there is a difference.
There is a difference. I can tell the difference.
Pepsi and Coke? Oh, yeah. Pepsi, yeah, definitely. Definitely. No doubt.
I haven't had soda in 10 years.
No, me either. I can't drink it anymore.
And you could take the difference back in the day?
No question about it. You agree with that. You agree with that, right, John?
Very healthy,
Coke
guys.
And Pepsi, big difference.
I taste the difference, yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, John.
John.
I'm glad you were able to celebrate this day with us.
I'm glad you're so happy.
I'm happy that you're
better.
Happy.
Please
sound happy. I have been taking some codeine for my cough, so I might sound a little woozy, but I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you, John. Who's better? Yes. Now, tonight's game, did he win last? Who'd you pick last
I
week?
I won big. I don't remember who they were, but
you
won huge.
Took Buffalo against Dallas last week, right? Well, you got Dallas again tonight. They're a 3-point favorite in Chicago against the Bears. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Dallas has been a big winner for me, so I'm going to go with the Bears. Right? The bet against on Dallas has been a good one.
All right. Yeah. We'll see.
Thank you, John.
Right. Sounds good. All right. Keep
John,
going.
All the love, John. All the love.
Same here, guys.
The great John Heyman. By the way, there is a Martin Luther King Jr. boyhood home that you can visit, which I love going to these boyhood homes. I went to Benjamin Harrison's in Indiana.
Yeah, I know. You went
The next time I go to Atlanta,
you went to the
which
Bush
maybe
Museum
never.
And we were in Houston, right?
The W. Bush Museum.
I mean, when we were in Dallas.
In Dallas. Yeah. Now, I got to tell you.
And we also went to see the book tower as well.
Oh, God, with Kennedy?
Right. Well, they've made that into such like a tourist place
now.
Wow,
it's history, man.
No, it is. No, yeah.
The George W. Bush Presidential Library. Everybody's got to calm down. Someone will be offended. The George W. Bush Presidential Library, hands down, best presidential library.
Is that
there.
Right?
Tremendous.
Have you been to the Reagan one in California?
I have been, yes.
Yeah?
Very good.
But not as good as
the
Bush.
Nixon one is pretty good.
Okay.
The Carter one is very good, too.
Is it?
So many jokes I can
Where is
make.
That? Is that in
That's in Atlanta.
I was just going to say. It
yeah,
has to be
great
there.
Museum.
How about him? He's like 90-something.
I know.
He just had like brain surgery. The guy's still getting it done.
He's amazing.
Was he 96 today?
I think he's in his
90s. Now, I mean 96.
And say what you want about his presidency, great American. And he's done
he's
so
a great
much.
American.
So I give him a lot. Of Herbert Hoover's the same way.
Yeah, I know.
Herbert Hoover's the exact same way. Not a good president, right?
No.
Depression. Blame him for that.
Right.
Look at what he did, though, after. That's got to matter.
Yeah.
To me, that matters.
Oh, Carter, look, I mean, you know, the failed rescue attempt with the hostages in Iran did not help him.
No, absolutely. And look, it's the same thing with Hoover. Like, the depression isn't good if you want to blame it on him. I don't know how fair that is. But There are things you can do in your post-presidency that are great, that serve mankind. Herbert Hoover did that after World War II.
Maybe I'll do that once I'm out.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'll do something great.
You're going to go to the Middle East and help people?
No.
You're going to go to what?
Middle East, does that mean Ohio?
Yeah,
I might go there for something. I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, John Heyman, on this joyous day in which it looks like the Wilpons are selling the New York Mets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.